Let's look a little more at Sarah Palin's record. Her political resume may be relatively short, but it includes many connections with Alaska's energy industry. Those interactions get to the heart of the qualifications that John McCain cited in choosing Palin. To learn more about her record, we're going to Juneau, Alaska, the state capital. That's where we found correspondent Elizabeth Arnold, whose political reporting is familiar to longtime listeners of this program. Elizabeth, welcome back.
Good morning, Steve.
What is Sarah Palin's relationship to the oil industry?
Well, there are a lot of stories swirling around out there and plenty of spin about oil and ethics. She worked for the Oil and Gas Conservation Commission. It was a political appointment after she lost her bid for lieutenant governor. In that job, she was concerned that the Republican Party chairman also had a seat on the commission, and she and others disclosed that he was doing party business on the state dime, and they both resigned. Now, this past session, she and the state legislature passed a new ethics reform in the wake of the scandal. In terms of her direct relationship to the oil industry, her husband has worked up on the North Slope in Prudhoe Bay part-time last year, most recently, but he's kind of in charge of childcare these days. But to be clear, Steve, Sarah Palin is as pro-development as the next politician up here. It goes with the territory. That said, and this is what's interesting and goes to the core of Sarah Palin, while she is dramatically pro-oil, she is not the least bit hesitant about taking the industry on quite fearlessly if it's in the interest of the state.
And when you say she has challenged the oil industry, though, in what way has she done that, given that she is very pro-oil development?
Well, remember, she's only been governor less than 2 years, but in that time, Steve, she has infuriated industry by refusing to grant tax or royalty concessions, instead reaching out to small independents to get a gas pipeline built. She's also taken on ExxonMobil for being too slow to develop gas fields here on state land and for failing to compensate victims of the Exxon Valdez oil spill. And the worst offense of all, from industry's view, is that she and Democrats in the legislature joined forces to push new oil taxes through, saying the existing structure was outdated. And this despite a very well-financed campaign by industry to defeat any change like that. She hung tough, was willing to buck her own party on that as well. So there is a legitimate maverick streak here in that she's pro-development in every sense of the term, but she will most certainly take industry on when Alaska's interests are at stake.
Although let's make sure we don't miss that one detail which emphasizes how different Alaska's political scene may be different from some other places. She took on the oil industry because, you say, they were too slow to develop some places. Now, she has been a staunch supporter of opening up the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to drilling, which puts her at odds with Senator McCain, by the way. And let's listen to an interview from a few months ago that she gave to CNBC.
Senator McCain's wrong on that issue. He's right on a whole lot of other issues, though, thank goodness. And he's understanding and evolving with his position on OCS, so that's encouraging. I think he's going to evolve into eventually supporting ANWR opening also.
When she says McCain is evolving on OCS, she means McCain is supporting offshore drilling on the outer continental shelf. How sharp is the difference here over the wildlife refuge, Elizabeth?
Well, she's going to try. Of course, she's going to try to change his mind. And he has just recently reversed his position on offshore drilling, and he suggested that he'd reconsider his position on ANWR. But it's not really the convincing fix to the energy crunch it once was. As you well know, Steve, this ANWR battle's been going on for decades, and it's become more symbol than substance. Her argument is that Americans don't understand the issue, that the refuge is a flat, barren place. Frankly, the oil industry's given up on this one long ago, turning their sights to other more likely prospects, and it's not considered to be the prize it once was. Still, it'll be campaign fodder, and Palin will change the dynamic as a cheerleader for opening it up.
Well, let me ask one bottom-line question about that, Elizabeth Arnold, because I think we can reasonably expect Sarah Palin to say at some point in a debate or on the campaign trail, I know the energy industry, I've worked with them for years. Is her experience broad and deep when it comes to energy?
Oh, absolutely. And she's very gung-ho on offshore oil, and she's an ardent backer of drilling elsewhere in America, especially right here in the Chukchi and Beaufort Seas. Those are controversial projects where the industry is now chomping at the bit to drill because of less ice, higher prices, and new technology. She's well-versed in this stuff, Steve.
Reporter Elizabeth Arnold is in Juneau, Alaska. Thanks very much.
Thank you.